Did you see this?
Let me see that. So a lot of people really think that's funny.
Permit Betty. Huh? Got another Permit Betty here. Everybody. Yep, she sure does. She's got to mess with people that just trying to make a living.
You see the one with the yoga CD? The black man in his car listening to yoga.
Right, that was absolutely like, what? Let's yoga!
Let her go viral, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. I there know. She goes. I know
the passion is all. I'm beginning to think they're doing this on purpose.
Make sure everybody has the opportunity.
Yeah, there she goes. Yeah, Permit Patty. Let's figure out what company she's with. What's this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's she going?
Oh, she don't lose her. Got a good job, okay? She said, I got to pay my bills tomorrow.
She got fired. She got fired anyway. That's what she get.
She's trying to run away and shit.
Right, because she knows. She knew her company was like, one of our employees acted outside of our code of conduct or what we believe in, and we let them go. I'm like, yes. Bye.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
All right, ready?
This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
Welcome to Drink with Blurs.
Where I'm broke is a joke. And it's hot today, and we're in the office. So we already told y'all before, but there was going to be a time when we have to have the AC on so we don't die trying to record.
And you know, we don't really have a studio. We're in a room.
At the Hub. Thank y'all for letting us use it.
Mm-hmm. We ate your community chips and drank y'all juice.
But I'll try to hopefully edit it out. So if you hear something in the background,
that's just the air.
That's just the air keeping us alive. Out. Yeah. But how have you been, Shannon?
I've been good this week. I've just been really like sleepy. I'm just okay. I mean, this week kind of went by fast.
Yeah, it was like really fast. July's going by fast. It's like
right.
We're halfway through July now.
Oh like, my god, the summer's like almost over.
Yeah, when you were younger, summer used to last for like a decent amount.
Right.
Now it's like, and it's done.
Just like that meme I seen, like, it was, I have it on my Facebook, but it was saying, like, something about being in college and, like, either, like, dealing with your summer. But, like, my biggest thing after college was working that first summer. Uh-huh. It was just like, bro, I'm so used to, like, every summer not doing anything.
Yeah.
But now I have to actually work and work through, like, spring break.
Right, you don't
get I have to work every day.
This is why I want to go into academia on the real for real.
Listen, when you get that full-time job, you'll be like, oh my god, this is some bullshit.
Even my sister, like, she was, but she was saying, like, how people that teach have a good, at least, and my friend was talking about this, like, because they have these breaks off. And mm-hmm. I didn't know some teachers get paid 12 months a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Orange doesn't do it, but... other places do. Teachers, because that would be like, honestly, if I was getting paid like a decent teacher salary 12 months a year and I had 2 months off,
right,
no kids, nothing. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Out of this country.
That's why some of these teachers be crazy though.
I mean, they listen, you see a lot of teachers like, what's that bar,
Harmony?
No, Southern Comfort.
Yes.
You, like, I went up in there, and it's definitely a lot of orange, like, people within, like, the school district. And I'm just like, bruh, like, didn't you, like, teach me?
This is weird. Well, like, your whole, where I came. Did we ever mention that on the air?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, God, I can't read lips. Write it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Oh God, that was another bar. And, oh God.
Okay, but we didn't talk about that. Okay, don't mind us. This is off conversation, like that was insider like, joke. Oh.
I felt so disgusted. I was like, no thank you.
Yeah. This week, I had to deal with the Instagram trolls. Shanna was like, so if you don't, like, people that know me know I have an inclination to being petty.
Yeah.
But, so there was this whole conversation that this Afro-Latino page posted about, like, blackness being global and blah, blah, blah. Some people, this is going to be in the later episode, some people took issue with it because, I don't know. Honestly, I can't say why. I mean,
how could you disagree with the statement blackness being global?
I don't know. Like, slave trade happened not just in the U.S.
And I mean, I'm not even thinking about the whole history behind it, right. But just the fact that there's black people all over the world, not just in America.
Right.
And we all have different experiences.
And that's what the thing was talking about. And if you think about it, just in 2015, Mexico just started recognizing the Afro-Mexican population. Officially.
Oh.
So 2015 was 3 years ago. It was December 2015. Uh-huh. So let's say 2 years ago.
Look, I feel like we really haven't went too far in history. Right. Like, to be like, okay, that was like 200 years ago. No, that was like 50 years ago. Right, years exactly. Ago. People are still alive. Like,
right. Maxine Waters, like all of them.
Like, come on now.
But like, so someone in the comment, and this is the thing about being a history person that studies this kind of, mm-hmm. and then going on social media, because everybody, it just takes like one person watching a video on YouTube or reading a think piece.
Right.
Like a 200-word think piece, and then they're like, oh, I know. And so this person was like, well, where would black culture be without African Americans? And I'm like, there are a lot of black cultures, uh-huh. and there are a lot of black people that contributed to like fighting against oppression. Uh-huh. Like, and then you have to think about like Caribbean immigrants. They were like, you just so eloquently, da 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 da. And that's not what I was asking. And then I was like, what are you talking about? And then she was like, where would all these black cultures be without African Americans? I'm like, they would still exist. Like,
right?
Reggae would still exist.
Like stuff
salsa,
like,
tech. And then they were like, oh, those are all black Americans.
Like, and I'm no, like, it's not. Like,
and I'm like, wait, so your argument is based on, like, you're assuming everyone in the Americas is black.
The person was saying that they, that I guess the African American voice is the loudest in black culture, but
then
the thing is, you can't compare black culture in the United States to black culture from like Trinidad,
right?
Because I have friends or Facebook friends on Trinidad, and their post is completely different. What they mm-hmm. laugh at and everything is different. Right. Their language is just different.
But then, like, the thing that irked me about this troll was that she was saying that initially, right?
Mm-hmm.
That she was trying to compare, like, oh, black African American culture, because everyone else was using African American to mean the ethnicity of people that were descended from the U.S., like, right. Their generations have been here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just decided to switch it up and mean African-Americans, referring to all black people in the Americas. And I'm like, you know, nobody uses that like that. If you do, that's on you. But don't nobody, and I was trying to, like, it was like a long paragraph. And then she just simply responded, I ain't got time to read that. I'm like, oh, so now you want to troll. I'm going to troll you back.
Uh-huh.
And I did not let her get the last word. or her comment.
Mind you, Kamani posted like the last, it was back and forth. Kamani posted this one last post. She came back like 12 hours later to respond, like, girl, it's not that.
She only had two likes. Nobody looking at your comment. Like, calm down.
Stop. Like, who are you trying to, like, what are you trying to prove?
Well, that was the beginning of the week. And then the end of the week, there was this girl on. This is why I think I'm just going to end up with a surrogate. There was this girl on this app I was talking to. And then she would not ask me. And this is really gets on my nerve when other people do not ask me other questions, like when we're trying to get to know each other. I'm like, and then she's like, oh, I already answered these on my profile. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. So that's, it's just fine. Like, what do I ask you? Like, what do we even talk about if you don't want to?
You're not asking
go into
me
detail of right. What you have on your profile.
You're not asking me anything, and I'm trying to start a conversation, but it's obviously. And so I don't know. I made a big rant this morning, mm-hmm. and then my friend was like, Because then I ended up like, when July gets you in your cancer emotions. Uh-huh. And then my friend's like, you were like Alicia Keys with her braids. And I'm like, and he's a Gemini too. And I'm like, shut up. And then he sent me the You Don't Know My Name link and said, this is you right now.
I can't.
But yeah, that was my week. Mm-hmm. All ridiculous.
That week just been like work and stuff. I ain't doing nothing. But
what has been happening in the news?
Yep, I have a list of it. Let's just start off with congratulating Cardi B, giving birth to Culture Kyrie Cyphus. That's how you say his last name?
Cyphus.
Cyphus. But yeah, but the memes that's coming out of Cardi B, 5-year-old picture, is ridiculous. Because she really do look like that annoying kid. That talk too damn much.
When that picture first came online, it was like a while ago.
It was.
And it just like caught on this week. Someone was like, she's like the type of kid that bite people. And I'm like, damn, y'all so evil. She do.
But the thing is, every meme they made out of that fits so perfectly to the picture. Like, I don't understand it. I'm like, yo, why Cardi B always become a meme? Like, always.
Everything. Like, everything she does. Gamps memes. God. There was the one I saw this morning about when you open a bag of hot chips and the kid's like, they was not even hot for me or something like that. I'm like, you greedy ass style.
I feel like you have to say, like, in my head, I say it in a voice.
In Cardi's voice.
Like, I say it, like, in a, like, annoying kid voice. Hold on, let me go to my favorite one. Like, hold on, I have it right here.
I had, like, three of them.
This one was like, my mama said it's spelled with a K because she's a blood. But my other one, it says, Culture to Offset's other kids. My mama said, y'all got to play with me because we got the same daddy.
And then there was the one where Kiki said she don't love you. Right? Talking about Drake.
Kiki said she don't love you.
Because if you, that's also happened this week, like the Kiki, do you love me challenge or whatever.
Okay, look at Ciara coming through.
Okay, Ciara. Mm-hmm. About to release an album.
The only hope on that one.
Huh?
The only hope and praise.
She be making some little hits.
I mean, she have like hits, but like, she got to do better with these albums. The last album that I actually enjoyed.
What was the last one?
See? If you have to ask about that, that's
it. It was the one where she's bending backwards. I just don't know what the name of it.
That was years ago.
That was, yeah. I don't remember. Like, I know there's one song she has with Nicki Minaj. That, like,
it's called Evolution, I think. The album.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. But, like, if we got to go back to, like, that Sierra, that was, like, maybe 10 plus years ago.
No, Evolution?
Evolution was a lot of years ago. Hold on, let me put it in.
Oh, that's the second one. That one was amazing. I'm talking about the other one, though.
The first one?
No, not One, Two Step. Not
actually,
goodies.
Hold on. Let me...
the last one was like 5 years ago. 3 or 5 years ago. So she had the babe. She had the drama with Future. That's the one I'm talking about. The black one. 2013. 5 years ago. Yeah.
5 years. Because
she had the drama with Future. Mm-hmm. And then she got married. And
but
got
no one even
pregnant.
Talked about this album.
There was like one song and they were Nicki though, like, or two songs. Like, Let's mm-hmm. Dance, like, We're Making Love and all that. That was a decent, like, mm-hmm. song. Wasn't that? Oh, that was the one that Future produced for her or something, I think.
It is?
I think so. I think that's what people were saying, like, oh, Future made her relevant. Like, all the Future boys.
Future did not make her relevant.
Like, she was out before him, right?
Yeah, people knew who Ciara was. It's just that we haven't seen her in a minute. And then, you know, she comes out dating this guy, and he just came out.
Russell? Oh, you mean Future?
Yeah, Future.
Yeah, the way people stand for him. Right.
For who?
For Future.
Of white people?
No, like black men.
Oh yeah, look, I don't know.
What else happened this week while you look for them?
Papa John's.
I ain't never had their pizza, so it's like...
I had their pizza years ago, and they always gave me like a stomach ache. And, like, I would have like the worst, like, I can't. Like, I haven't ate in years, and I feel good.
It was that racism was trickling down.
It was that racism making my stomach hurt.
If you didn't hear, he was the chairman, right?
He at let's say before he did the comments, he was the chairman. He's let's go back a little bit because he was the co-founder, like he was the founder and he was the CEO of Papa John's. But after he made some comments about the NFL, saying that what it was
like you have to stand for the flag or something.
Yeah, you have to stand for the flag or some kind of shit like that. And people I guess boycotting. Yeah, people were boycotting. And I think 2 months later, he stepped down to be a chairman, so he wasn't CEO no more. So in a recent, I guess it was like a marketing call or something like that. So this guy, I forgot his name, I don't even care. He goes and says some shit like Colonel Sanders called blacks niggas and
really, that's what he said.
That's what he said. And no one ever said anything about him.
Colonel Sanders? You mean like the early, like the late 1800s?
Listen.
Like, or early 1900s?
Here's what really kicked me. He said that, you know, back in Indiana, like, we would take, like, blacks and drag them on our truck.
What the hell?
And they, you know, would die.
He said that?
He said this. He said this. Like, I can't even make this up.
What's the statute of limitations in Indiana?
I read like a few articles just to make sure I wasn't going crazy. Because I'm like, wait, he really said that?
In 2018.
Oh.
What's the statute of limitations in Indiana?
Listen, I don't
because somebody made him find some old unsolved cases of black people being dragged and charged him. He just admitted to it.
That is so.
That's like.
It's like I'm embarrassed for him. Like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, you're stuck. Why, he's gonna blame it on the Ambien.
You heard someone say he's gonna blame it on the Ambien. I was taking Ambien.
Oh my god, she is another fucking one.
She gone.
But yeah,
that's
Papa John's,
wild.
Papa John's was already canceled because the shit is not. It's not good. And he didn't make it no better. They stocks dropped and everything. And it's just about time to go out of business or something because I really don't care. I really don't care.
That was just like so smooth. Like, I don't care.
I don't care. I really don't. But it's just like people get so upset with what the Papa John's man said. But we also have to realize and remember Chick-fil-A when they, you know, they don't support like the gay community.
Right.
But god damn that chicken sandwich.
There is no Chick-fil-A up here though.
There's one on 22.
See, I don't drive, so
see, I'm like where I work, I'm around the corner from like the entrance to 22. Okay. So like sometimes I'll like sneak over and like get something. But it's just like I gotta stop that too. Because, I mean, y'all not in support. But right. God damn, that Chick-fil-A sauce. That's sad.
I had it like once and I didn't see the big deal.
That's how I felt.
I was down south and I was like.
I wasn't feeling my charred Chick-fil-A. And at first I was like, it's just a regular chicken sandwich. But after I ate it again, then I ate it again. I'm like, oh, this shit rocking. I'm like, oh, Chick-fil-A sauce. Ooh, what is this?
But then that brings up a great point because even looking at like the Amazon stuff.
Oh,
about that.
Yeah.
like how they treat the dude makes their, and you posted this morning, like 200 something million a day.
A day. He's like what the richest man in the planet on the planet right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like it's going to come down between Amazon and Google when they go to war and start owning like countries. He's going to be able to buy a country. Because if he moves, say he moves Amazon to Newark, right? One gentrification is going to like destroy the rest of us if we don't have a house.
It's going to be fucking, it's going to be done. Like, natives who've been here and seen.
Y'all going to have to go back down south or into the Caribbean or something.
It's going
to
be crazy.
But like a lot of us support Amazon and it's. Discriminating, like it doesn't pay the workers like a living wage,
and that's like all over,
like the globe.
They have so much different, like I guess stations you could say, And, like, I've seen, like, many, like, reports saying, like, oh, this person passed out because the place ain't had no air.
Ventilation.
It's just, it's crazy because, like, when I took, I think, what was it? Management theory.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we did, like, a, like, we've had, like, a week of just, like, reading, like, articles on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, that's a place you do not want to work for. Okay.
And then at the same, and then it also kills all the smaller businesses globally because mm-hmm. you can't compete. Like, you just can't.
Because, like, Amazon always, like, it's like they step it up every fucking day.
They do.
They step it up every day. And it's just like, damn. Like, now they're doing groceries. Prime Day's coming up.
That's what they're saying not to, I think people are saying not to buy on Prime Day.
When you, like, I've looked into Prime Day, I think
it's gotten better. When it first started, it was
like,
terrible.
It wasn't that cheap as they make it sound like it was getting a deal.
Yeah, last year was decent. Some of the things, I was broke again. But last year they were like, oh, if I had some extra money, I'd buy that.
Right. I mean, but that's the thing. Like Prime Day has everything that you really don't need on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bought, like, a gold mask. Like, it had, like, droplets of gold for, like, $10 or $15. And, like, I don't even know where the fucking shit went. I used it, like, once, and I lost it. I don't even know where to go. I don't know how to lose a jar. Like, I bought stuff that I didn't need.
Right.
So, it's just, like, I'm going to look just because I want to be nosy. But
I almost bought a suit this morning. Almost, and then they didn't accept Discover card. I'm like, oh, I don't got enough money in my bank account for
less
that.
I'll be checking my checkings and savings. I'm okay, if I move the money over here.
Yeah, listen. I'm like, I don't have enough money in my account for such a big purchase.
Right,
I don't get paid till Friday.
Oh my god.
Is it? Oh, and whatchamacallit? Also this week, Charlamagne.
Oh yeah, Charlamagne. Charlamagne is. I like the work he does, although he's very problematic. It's like he got accused of, like, raping someone mm-hmm. how many years ago? What, 17, 18 years ago?
Right.
And supposedly they already settled it in court saying that the DNA wasn't even his or some shit like that. But the fact that I'm like, when the fuck did this even happen?
And then there was, like, this other story. Or I was just reading comments. I don't know how true it is. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is. But someone else was saying, like, 2 years ago on air, he admitted that he had sex with someone without consent, that she was drunk.
Oh.
So it's just like, again, like, I'm not a court, but, like, mm-hmm. that does.
And I also, like, supposedly there's, like, a video he did with Vlad TV saying that, he had beat up his girlfriend at the time.
What the hell?
Like that, and he admitted to it on there. And he had made a comment like, you know, like, don't we all kind of do it? Like,
what the hell?
No, I don't get beat.
Oh my god!
So it's just like, damn, like, he's like one of my faves. But then I have to sit there and do some research on him because mm-hmm. I can't support somebody like that.
Right.
Like, that'd be just against of everything of what I stand for, you know?
All our faves are trash.
Oh, let's just mention this one last thing. The drunk white man.
Oh, listen, when I saw that shit, well, also the cop made me very upset too, but I wasn't surprised.
Let's mention the story a little bit. So, what happened? So I guess it was some drunk white man, and so he saw somebody in a shirt with a Puerto Rican flag, and he said, "That's un-American." And he's,
mind you, like, this woman reserved, like, the picnic area in the park.
Like, damn, white people mind your goddamn business.
And then he, like, literally comes up to her and her face harassing her. She calls the cop, like, hey, I feel threatened. Cop stares at her.
Cop didn't do shit. Okay.
And then he got put on desk duty.
And then everybody's just like, bruh, like, that's U.S. territory.
Right. It's like, been,
how
it's a colony.
Non-American.
Right.
It's U.S.
They
territory.
Are citizens.
Like, oh my God.
And the, like, there was this other video I watched through, I think it was AJ, or uh-huh. either AJ Plus or Vox.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about Guam, how, like, over there, like, 90%+ serve in the military. Because it's, like, just, like, no other options.
Mm.
But it's a similar situation like Puerto Rico. Because people don't really have, there's not, like, an investment. They don't get to vote in elections.
Mm-hmm.
And it, and in my mind, I think it has a, they, let me not get too historian, but, like, so the U.S. took a lot of some of those territories over, like, after the Spanish-American War in 1898. Like, mm-hmm. Puerto Rico, like, Philippines, all this stuff. And there's just this fear, and like, during that time of, like, having these people of color mm-hmm. being able to vote. Because, oh my gosh, I'm not going to go any further. Because I can just, like, go. But, like, that was that fear, like, having too many people of color that were not white. Suddenly being able to vote, then it's like, oh my gosh, we're gonna be taking over by niggers and everything. Not, you know, that's what they were saying in like 1898. So I think this is basically also just like this is colonialism. Mm-hmm. Is what the British did to like all the British like colonies in the Caribbean and around the world. Like you had control over them, but they were quote unquote a part of your like nation, mm-hmm. but they weren't able to vote. They were able to serve in your military.
Yeah.
You could die for us. Use
you, but yeah, you don't have no say so.
But oh, and then also like the man, the woman, the two women, the one calling the police on someone bending in San Francisco, and the one I just showed you right before we started.
Oh,
she's calling about a permit. This lady.
The woman calling on this street vendor. Talking about permits and shit, like, bruh, street vendors are everywhere.
Right. Like, move on. And like, then, like,
since when was that a fucking problem?
And then the
funny. Like, that's why I feel like they're doing that shit on purpose. They like, they want to be out there. They want to
until
like,
you say, they like, want to be a meme. Like, in that bruh, video, like, until you tell them that, like, oh, I'm going to find out where she works. Because you know Twitter. Twitter will find out.
Twitter and Instagram? I don't know how the fuck they find these people. But listen, they do.
It'd be one person that, like, don't like you, though. They're like, this is who they are.
And this is who they are. This is where they live. This ain't number.
That's where they work.
This is where they work.
And then there's that other, and last one, I promise. The one about the guy that was literally sitting in a car listening to a yoga CD.
Like, how is he even disrupting anything? He's trying to be calm.
Before he goes to his yoga class. Like, so white people, get y'all white people.
Yep.
Tell them to stop.
My message to white people is that video that I posted up on Facebook. Drink a cup of mind your fucking business.
Basically.
And you'll be fine.
And move over on the sidewalks. Y'all be taking up too much space sometimes.
Listen. I'll be grabbing my bag just as hard as they do on the train and shit. Put my purse in the front. Because y'all steal too. Y'all steal a lot. Okay? Over the years, countries, y'all steal a lot.
Countries, people.
Yeah, ain't no problem to see my wallet, okay? Shit.
So, that wasn't our topic, but a good amount of stuff happened this week.
Yeah.
So, why don't you... It's a good topic. I think it's going to be really interesting.
So, today's topic, we're talking about body shaming. And I feel like that's just something, like, even as, like, a kid, you feel some type of consciousness about your body, the way you felt, like... You know, I felt like in elementary school, I felt like I was just tall. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, I'm tall. I'm not exactly skinny, but this person is really skinny. And it's just things that you point out. When you grow older, you develop these body insecurities. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, even like going through high school, that's probably like the worst time to even go through anything like that. Where, you know, you might feel a little bit more heavier than the next person. You feel a little too skinny. You feel like you can't defend yourself because you're too small. But,
for me, elementary school, it was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, like a regular elementary school kid. It was when I went to middle school. I don't know. Some people were taller, more muscular,
mm-hmm.
more athletic. Like, I've talked about, like, my insecurities about, like, my athleticism before. But, like, I would feel, and it's something I still deal with, like, just this insecurity about being skinny as a guy.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, there's this implication that skinny guy is kind of, like, feminine. If you get, the way patriarchy set up, like in the man's mind, it's kind of like, oh, a man looks like think about it, a man looks like this, a man is strong.
Yeah, and, like we see these standards everywhere, like, or people talk about it, like, oh, I want my man to have like muscles, or I want my girl to be nice and fit, have a nice shape, have a Coca-Cola shaped body, like. A lot of that don't even exist.
Right. A lot of it.
Some people actually do was born with that shape or born with big boobs or a big butt.
Right.
Some people were just not built that way.
And I think for So for like the bodybuilder type for guys, because like a lot of, and it's like a thing that a lot more people are realizing about guys because they haven't in the past talked about it, mm-hmm. but as more and more guys like get into like bodybuilding and like try to like improve themselves, mm-hmm. it's based on this idea of like, I want to look like I'm strong or like I'm a man or I'm like an alpha man. Mm-hmm. And most of the guys that you see on those magazines are with bodies like that. It's their genetics that allow them to look like that. Mm-hmm. Like, or they take a steroids.
Oh yeah, remember what's his face said he took a, he had like ab implants or some shit like
what
that.
What the hell? Who?
I think they accused Drake of it or something like that.
Drake? Mm-hmm. Ab implants? Isn't that serious?
I didn't even know that was like real.
Like,
remember just, Kanye West? He had like liposuction or some right. shit. And I'm just like, you know, males do have their own body insecurities just as well, but I don't think it's put out there, or I won't say not done as often, but it's just not put out there. Just how
what,
like,
what do you mean not done as often?
You know how like some people be like, oh well, more women would have surgery over men. Uh-huh. Like I don't know the statistic to even say that. Right. So I would say that
some people probably doing a secret.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably don't put it out there as often because I didn't know that. Even fucking having ab surgery was real.
That just sounds overkill.
It sounds crazy, right?
So what happens like when you get fat behind it?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know.
It's like
because remember, women, you know, oh gosh, they get pregnant, laughed. They have
right,
you know, different surgeries, and then like, okay, now but what happens if you gain weight?
Abs are legit muscles. It's well, not like you're sculpting the body. They're like muscles, and they look like that because when everybody has abs, is if they're visible or not.
Maybe it's some type of thing, like they maybe give you like a fake muscle.
I learned something.
I don't know, but it's just like, you know, I feel like sometimes we don't really consider that, you know, males do, not males, but men go through the same mm-hmm. things that, you know, females go through. But I don't know if y'all just don't want to say it or talk about it.
I think it's like a pride thing.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, look, a lot of women went through all these surgeries. And it's just like, you know, they either did it to become popular or famous or they're trying to go in this one direction or they're trying to impress certain people. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's just like, I've over the years I've seen like documentaries where it's like I've seen one on YouTube, I think it was through Vice, and it was talking about how like some strippers would purposely get it so they could make more money, like the bigger the better.
Really?
Yeah. And like it's dangerous, like you could really die because like if you get it illegally and the person don't know what they're doing,
right? Like those people that I think it was like a few. Like a year or two ago, mm-hmm. like the person that had like cement injected in them.
Uh huh.
Also, you don't watch Pose.
Who?
Pose. But it's about like ballroom culture and like trans women and like gay men, mm-hmm. and, like LGBT people in general. And there was the one episode where two of the main characters went to like this undercover place to get like silicone injections because they were skinny, mm-hmm. and they both wanted to look more curvy for like mm-hmm. when they do the walk, because you have to watch it. But like this type of body image stuff is like something that extends to a lot.
Just saying, but people actually die from that stuff,
right?
What's the name? Cardi B, the person that did Cardi B's injections, got arrested.
What?
Yeah, it was illegal.
The original, like her butt. Wait, no. What injections?
Cardi B's booty is fake.
Oh, I thought she said that was real.
She definitely went on some type of website, definitely made a video about it.
But, like, so she got it fixed?
I don't know if she got it fixed, but
there was that woman
that did it went to jail.
There was a woman in Texas, too.
Uh-huh. They're all over.
Yeah, but, like, it's just really interesting because I don't... So here at I don't know what that is. But I will say for guys, I definitely think... And people are going to disagree. I definitely think, especially now, like, the big drive to work out. And I think it's an American thing. Like, because when I went other places, some guys don't at least show that they care as much. So they literally be like, whatever, their body shape. But I think a lot more in America, you feel like men, or there's like this push for men to start working out to look good, or to be to show that they're strong and dominant.
I feel like I see it on the women's side as well, that a lot of people trying to be fit, they put on these waist trainers and working out and tummy stuff tea. Like that.
Flat tummy tea.
Flat tummy tea. And like, listen, I got caught up in that. Like, not the flat tummy tea brand, but it's like another brand, and I forgot what it's called. But like, I did it for like maybe 2 days. I'm just like, I don't think I could do this. It's supposed to give you like a little bit of energy to work out, this and that. And just like, I'd rather not. I'd rather not take this tea. And they see so much celebrities advertising it, knowing damn well and they ain't drinking that shit.
They could pay for a trainer.
Right? They could get a trainer and you don't have to drink that fucking tea.
Yeah. And I think, well, even looking at, like, especially for, like, implants, Kay Michelle.
Yeah, she
recently got them taken out.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say? She had said something.
You know, I don't know. Should we Google it?
Yeah, let me Google it.
But, yeah. Who else? Kylie Jenner took out her lip.
So we should talk about that.
I don't know what that shit called. I already got full lips.
But then, like, everyone this week is like, she's on track to be the youngest billionaire ever.
I have a problem with that. But it is what it is. Self-made, definitely not. But if she's on track to be the first youngest billionaire, I mean, I guess.
But I think what people are saying is because she built it off of, she put lip implants in. Mm-hmm. One thing that black women are stigmatized for, and then took it out, and she's automatically getting like this fame for, oh, Kylie, and like, and people were saying like lips, big lips are canceled or some foolishness like that.
I mean, I cannot cancel my big lips, and I don't want flat lips. Y'all can keep that. I'm good. Okay.
So Kay Michelle said that she removed them because they were illegal.
Because they were illegal.
Right.
But she had it in for years.
Yeah, but she started to feel like the issues last year.
I know she was saying she was having pains or issues, like health issues with it.
Right. So she said, I had seen some stories of a lot of women who were going through the same thing, and it was like discoloration. It was pain in my back. It was migraines. It was super discomfort. So yeah.
But you know, that makes me wonder, like, once you get older, like, what is going to happen to all that stuff you injected yourself
with? Right, because, well,
because everyone at a certain point, like, everybody was doing it. And that was, like, a few years ago.
Right.
Now, once, give it, like, 10 years, what is going to happen?
Wait, I don't know. But, like, you have to remember, it isn't. Unless they, like, sucked fat and, like, sculpted it elsewhere, it's not natural. Like, it's not, you're not born with them. Mm-hmm. So your body is going to deteriorate.
They didn't get it done legally, neither. Huh?
Yeah, because everybody wanted the $1,000 one instead of the $10,000. Because
what some people do, they'll, like, get, like, the fat transfer. Like, they'll, like, gain a little weight and, like, move, like, the belly fat to the butt. Uh-huh. So it's all still naturally, like, yours. But it's just moving different, like, directions. Right. But, listen, I don't know. But I kind of want to, like, go back into being, like, being too fat. Because, like, I feel like fat people gets it more than skinny people.
Yeah, what?
Gets it more than skinny people.
Like in terms of?
Like being insulted or being treated a certain way because they're bigger. And it's just like shopping for clothes, because like I feel like I'm in between sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a large, extra large. Sometimes I could go into like a 1X.
Mm-hmm.
But once you hit that plus size, the clothes are so much more expensive.
Really?
So much more expensive. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, it makes me want to lose weight. Although I'm comfortable like where I'm at, but it's just like, I can't be paying double for the same fucking design. Like, it don't make sense.
It's interesting you bring that up because I feel like for guys, or at least now, I always hear people say, oh, I want a thick man.
Mm-hmm.
I never hear anyone say they want a skinny guy.
That's true. Yes. I don't know.
Like, people fantasize about, you know, what they say about skinny guys. But no one really, like, said, I want me a skinny man.
Yeah, it's always like, you know, I want them a little chunky. But before, people wasn't really going for, like, fat guys neither.
What are they doing for football players?
Oh, football players, like, it's like the exception because it's just like, oh, damn, sports. And that what makes them, like, that's what gives them their little clout or whatever. But, like, if you're not, like, a sports player and you're just fat, it's just like, like, if people wasn't really going for that. Like, now, it's like a trend.
Right. It's kind of, it's interesting how it kind of happened. I think so, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it came from. But it does show this, like, thing. Because it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Because, I want to put it back to masculinity. Because you see, I think a lot of people see, like, these guys are like, I want a man. Like, they say, like, this is, like, what a man looks like. Whether he's, like, muscular or thicker. Mm-hmm. And, like, a skinnier guy is kind of like, oh, you can't protect me. So that's the thing that people bring up for, like, not wanting skinny guys. They're like, oh, he can't really protect me or whatever. I don't know. That's what I've heard.
I don't know. It's just, like, even, like, although fat big girls, you know, still gets insulted and things like that, you also see a trend of people saying, like, oh, yeah, I like my girls thick or have a little belly on them. And it's just, like, before, you wanted, like, the thick girls. Like, I didn't understand that. Like, now, like, is it, you know, changing?
Well, also, people had, like, the secret, like, fetishes. Like, some of the dudes were like, oh, I don't fuck with fat bitches. And then they'd be, like, in the corner, like, that's who they're with all the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I heard that's, what's the name? It's like that, but I'm not sure. Drake? Like, you know, celebrity gossip. You know,
it was Drake, right?
Mm-mm. I mean, well, Drake, I think Drake said he liked girls with, like, really big butts and things like that. But
who was it?
A$AP Rocky.
Oh, I heard that one too.
How true that is. But,
I don't know. Anything's possible.
But, I mean, still at the end of the day, they still get laughed at and they still have to go through more things or being looked a certain way when they eat
right.
compared to someone that's smaller than them.
It's just, I guess one of the things is how do we then, because even, like, we're Caribbean, and there's, like, a whole completely different use of, like, oh, you're magi, and, like, you're fat, you get fat, like, people say that, like, it's anything, right?
But, like, this, like, now that you mention that, it reminds me of Love and Hip Hop with Spice. She's on there.
Oh.
And what's her name? Tokyo Vanity. And she's, like, a big girl. And, like, Spice was, like, making these comments towards her, like, yeah, you shouldn't be eating that or this and that. And I'm just like, so Spice goes on Instagram and apologizes. And she said, you know, I'm Jamaican and, like, we kind of embrace that kind of thing. But, like, but, like, on the show, she really said it in a harmful way. Like, you're being shady, Spice. And like, you're not skinny.
I don't know what to say about Jamaicans, but that's how they are.
I mean, I feel Caribbeans are like that. But, they still get play. Like, they're not, you know, ain't getting nobody.
Yeah, I don't know.
They still get some play.
Mm-hmm. Do you think part of it, how do you then have people have good self-esteem in terms of, like, accepting the body that they're in?
I guess you just have to tell yourself that. Like, you can't depend on someone else to make yourself feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to really, like, depend on yourself with that. Because, I mean, if someone sees that you're insecure about a certain thing, some people like to try to take advantage of that.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, you have to start with yourself.
Yeah. I think that's, like, one of the beautiful things. It's been, like, the last 4-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the body positivity.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think there's more on the women's side. Like, the guys are starting to come up now with more and more people. And I think that's good because it shows, like, no matter what you look like, whether you have this body, whether you... And I remember there was, like, one post about, like, black men in particular. Like, oh, it doesn't matter.
And it was really good. It's like, you don't have to have muscles. You don't have to have a big dick and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, that's also something we'd only talk about, like body shame. I don't know. Like, that could be a different topic.
Big titties, little titties, big titties.
Right. Like, this stuff, like how you're, stuff you can't control.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, da, 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 da. That kind of plays a role. But like, mm-hmm. say, like, you're still a black man. You're still a man, mm-hmm. regardless of how you look. And I think that's something that's helpful. Yeah. Especially for, like, kids that are going into puberty. Because yeah. I was, like, a late bloomer. Like, I was skinny, like, and I shot up.
Let me see. In elementary school, I was a skinny kid. And then once I hit middle school, I gained weight. Because, like, the food was, like, good. Like, I was really eating. And, like, I gained weight, like, from that. I just have always had that weight on me. It's just, mm-hmm. I mean, in college, I did lose some of the weight. But it's just, like, now I gained it back. I'm like, I feel okay. All that I do was lose it.
That's another thing. Rush. I think it's just like accepting you yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like why am I stressing myself out, like to be a certain size?
And like you said earlier, you're never gonna look like that person.
You won't. Like, everybody is different. You can't look like Beyonce. Like, mm-hmm. it's just not going to
happen. You don't got Beyonce money, first of all.
The thing is, Beyonce has a good body, but she probably looks herself in the mirror and be right. like, it's not perfect, but... Because she don't have, like, the largest ass. Mm-hmm. She don't have the largest titties, neither. Right. She's just kind of petite.
Right.
But y'all have to remember, she dances like crazy,
and you don't know, like you were saying, you don't know what she could be looking at the mirror and see stuff that we don't see. She could contour it away, right? And she's like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But it's something we all have our body insecurities. Mm-hmm. And it's just about like accepting you for who you are. And I think it's really important to start with in middle school. Mm-hmm. Even earlier, better, regardless of who they are.
Yeah, like that's what I feel like, you know, you have to let kids kind of grow up to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't sit here and tell a kid, like, oh, don't eat that. You're going to get fat when you grow up. Like, mm-hmm. I won't do that to no little kid. Like, right. You kind of have to let them live a little bit. Like, okay, you want them to eat healthy, but not to, like, oh, I don't want you to gain weight, you know, mm-hmm. at this age. But, right. You know, I guess people raise their kids differently.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else you need to add?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think.
Well, yeah, Kay Michelle look like a different person, though.
She do. But as long as she's happy, I love it.
Yeah.
And I think that's also something, especially for the plastic surgery. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah, but, like, you kind of have, like, to keep in mind, like, you know, you're still human. Like, you're still going to have, like, things going on with your body.
Right.
You also have to be aware of, like, the complications that you might go through
right.
during the surgery and after. But some people, they get surgery and they don't really fully recover.
Right. And like I know like some people do like the vacation ones.
Like they go to Brazil and or like DR. It's cheaper. But now who are you gonna hold accountable if something goes wrong?
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Like it might be good quality for 5 years. Mm-hmm. But after 5 years, something might happen, and what are you going to do, like, go to Brazil while you're in pain or something? Or something?
I ain't trying to die.
Right. Also, I wanted to say, like, me starting karate actually helped me feel more confident about my body. Because I was able to, figure out what I was able to do with mm-hmm. it. And it's like, although I'm not, like, my nemesis, like, brutal and everything. Like, just seeing, like, the abilities I can do with what I have. And it has given me a little bit more confidence. So sign up your kids for karate if you can. Mm-hmm. Or definitely something that like encourages them to love who they are. Mm-hmm. So, do you have any recommendations?
I guess you kind of don't have anything, do I?
I need to update the recommendations page.
Yeah, I mean, we got to update like everything.
It's summer, y'all.
Have like a new like website.
We do
need. Like, I don't even know, like, how would she even do that?
Do I have any recommendations today?
I'm trying to, like, look through. Because I know I have probably something. other than, you know, white people mind their business.
I will recommend, like, so one thing I was doing, I got Hulu just for, like, to rewatch Digimon.
Listen, I love Hulu, though.
I'm gonna have to cancel it for the summer after I'm done with this. But, like, I would recommend, like, going back to some of your old shows that you used to watch as a kid.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good. Like, especially if they're, like, really good quality shows. Mm-hmm. Like, go back to them, watch them. There's, like, some things you're going to catch as an adult that you didn't catch as a kid. And like, oh, my gosh. Ah, they're dating. What? Like, all that stuff. So, yeah, that was pretty fun.
What would I recommend? I think I have anything this week.
Okay.
I have to write down my recommendations because that's what I was doing for season two, and I was kind of with it. It was
the summer too.
It is the summer.
So
I didn't start any new shows or anything like that. Did I? I don't think so. I've watched Tokyo Ghoul, anime. It's like really gory, and it's just.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Hulu.
I can't get into anime. I feel like I was into it more as a kid. Mm-hmm. But it was like the generic stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it was a new episode.
Huh?
My Hero Academia. The episode is up.
Like, I feel like I can't get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, you should watch Power.
I mean, I've watched a few episodes. It's just like to continue.
You have stars on your thing? On your Hulu account?
No. They just have, like, I think, like, the first or second seasons on here. Okay. So they just posted up there. So I don't, like, until that point where I need it, then okay.
Right.
But I think what, like, I feel like Power is, like, one of the shows that's going to get me so mad. Because when Angela came in, I already got pissed off.
Why'd you get pissed off?
I was, like, already mad. I'm like, oh, boy.
That's everyone.
I was already mad. I'm like, damn, I got to watch them, like, do this.
Like, she did nothing wrong upset. At the beginning. That's my girl.
Oh, my God.
I'm one of, like, the few 50 people on Team Angela.
Oh, God. Because when I was, like, when I saw where, like, their relationship was going, I said, oh, no. I can't. I think that's it. I don't know. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, take it easy this week. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. But make sure you get some sunlight. Whatever. Enjoy the summer. But even if you're working, like, I don't know, y'all get breaks, right? Like, at least an hour a day?
Yeah, 30 to an hour. I kind of somewhere in between that.
Just go outside, get some sunlight or something, and relax. Well, this has been our episode. You can follow us at Drinking with Blurreds on Facebook, Drinking W Blurreds on Twitter, or drinkingwithblurreds.com is our blog where we'll be posting our episodes and all this other stuff and recommendations coming forthcoming. Thank you all for listening. We look forward to having you back next time. Take it easy. Bye.